My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Marshall, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's go back. You've been around for a few years, but maybe you're kind of new on some of our listeners' radar. So what can you tell them about the Marshall Dane country music story?
Sure. Just you'll have to stop me because the skinny version of this goes on for quite some time. But I grew up in St. Catharines, Ontario, which is southern Ontario. I've got a big family. My mother's a devout Christian. My father's a devout preacher in the congregation. And everybody in my family plays music. And I was the one that decided to take it to that next level just because I enjoyed it so much. And so, of course, here we are now. Fast forward a little while. And I'm trying to put my hand at songs at radio. And in 2010, we put our first song, Love and Alcohol, out at radio. And then, of course, we put out the album Running Stop Signs, then One of These Days. And now we're ready for our new 2016 project, which will commence with the single Crying Over. And then, of course, from there, we'll have to see because there's all kinds of new music coming.
Marshall, for you, what sets this new project ahead of what you've done in the past? What makes you really excited about what's coming up here in the future with the new album?
I think especially with the new stuff, I mean, as a young child, you have no inhibitions, so you write without fear or judgment on yourself or anybody else. I think then as you grow a little bit, you tend to try and write within the box of pop music or popular country music. And I find that now the stage that I find I'm at is my back is up a little bit again, just like it was as a child, in the sense that, hey, man, I can write about whatever. And the most important things to me, I find these days, are really making their way to the paper and to the music. And I'm able to tap into, if I'm writing with Nashville writers, I'm tapping into their super strengths so that my big-hearted idea that's in my head wants to come out, comes out in the best way possible. So I think they're my best. I mean, I always like to think I'm working on my best tunes yet, but I really think these ones are grasping at the heartstrings, whether it be the ones that make you soft and mushy or the ones that make you feel tough and strong and proud.
Marshall, let's get to the new single. We're about to debut as our Farm Fresh Song of the Day, Crying Over. I guess just take us through the process behind this song, where it started from and how it came to be where it is released to radio now.
This song was written on a Friday back in October of 2014 with a friend of mine named Lynn Hutton and his girl Tammy Kid Hutton. And it's just one of those... I love songs like this. It's kind of a free-falling kind of tune. It's a stand-up, forget about the negativity that kind of comes with whatever relationship it is that you're pining over, or not even pining, but you're still whining over, and it's still giving you a hard time. And it's basically like, let me dry your eyes. He ain't worth crying over. It's just one of those tunes that kind of made it through 30 some odd songs that we have on the collection so far, and it was a no-brainer that it just struck a chord and resonated with people, as it did with the record company and everybody else within the team. So I think we all thought, hey, we've got a good tune here. Let's put this out to radio and let's see if it's got legs with the people.
Well, I think our listeners are going to enjoy it, Marshall, but we're about to put it to the test. I want to thank you again for your time, and if you wouldn't mind, before you go, just introduce your new single to our listeners. This is the Farm Fresh Song of the Day.
Hey there, this is Marshall Dane, and you're listening to my new single, Crying Over.